last night of the girl I love. She was loving me from up above, and she was singing of love, singing of death, singing of the boys that she loves the best, singing of the stars, singing of the trees. But what worried me, I wasn't one.
Yes, you are indeed tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, coming back from a set there, featuring music from the Flying Nuns record label in, I guess you could say, kind of a juncture of highlighting this recent book that's been detailing the history of it, as well as just a general interest. We're going to be playing some sets featuring bands from this label over the next few weeks, as we have with the few weeks preceding this. I believe it's called Needles and Plastic is the title of the book.
It's the name of the book, and it got released through in North America through Third Man, actually, Books. So you can get a copy online, or you can get it through them. I actually got my copy, I believe, in Windsor at that store on Biblioasis. On Wyandotte.
That store. You know, the one with the books?
Yeah, no, great independent bookshop.
It is amazing. Go to Biblioasis, spend your money there, get some good books.
And we ended off that set with a track from Tall Dwarfs. This is actually... I'll mention the release and then I'll give a bit of background. So we heard something from their third release, which is called Canned Music. And we heard a song called Shade for Today. This was released in 1983. Now, this is a band that featured... Chris Knox, a very important musician in the New Zealand underground music scene, starting off in the late 70s. He had a punk band called Toy Love. And then with this band, it was him and then another musician, Alex Bathgate. And they would collaborate. And they would often be at different parts of the world, but they would always come back together and collaborate. A lot of this, all this stuff was recorded on a 4-track by Chris Knox and Alex. And they would make up songs. Sometimes they would be strange psych pop songs. Sometimes they would be sound collages. Sometimes they would be... it was just very unpredictable. And they put out a lot of releases with strange titles and strange names. They were often experimental as well. And Chris Knox was very instrumental in getting a lot of bands to put out music through Flying Nun, and also helped with a lot of the press. Back then, a lot of stuff went through zines. The Flying Nun label, when it started, really had not much press. The radios over there would not play it because they said it sounded too unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, that would change with bands like The Chills getting airplay in the UK, and several other bands that followed after. We should also mention The Clean was very detrimental in influencing a lot of the bands on this label when they started out. They would go on in different incarnations, in different groups, like a lot of the bands from Flying Nun's early days.
Yes, and also like a lot of these groups, at first they did not release full-length records. It was all EPs and singles. It was due to economics, but also an ethos, a choice that the label mates had made. And then that would change over the years. There would be compilations and then full-length releases, but that was pretty much the mode of release for these albums for the longest time. But yeah, very instrumental in setting up the scene and really just burgeoning an entire influential wave of music out of New Zealand.
Absolutely. And before that, we heard another band, The Gordons, an early band in the scene known for... they were a noise rock band. We heard a track from their self-titled release, which was called I Just Can't Stop. The self-titled release was called The Gordons. And they had, I believe, this release and then an EP as well. And then there was really nothing else. They did tour a lot, and they were known for their volume. They played very, very loud. And yeah, we heard a track from that. Part of that, we heard music from The Bats. We heard something from Daddy's Highway, which I think was their first full-length release. We heard a song called Had to Be You. Now, this is an example of musicians that went from other bands to form a different band and also be successful.
Mm-hmm.
The Bats featured the bassist that played in The Clean.
Yeah, that was Robert Scott.
Robert Scott. But also other members that were in other bands as well. And yeah, they were another important band. And they still play with the original lineup to this day and just put out an album last year. Anyways, this comes from 1987's Daddy's Highway. Before that, we heard a band that's perhaps not as well known from this catalog. They put out a couple releases, indie rock band known as the Jean-Paul Sartre Experience.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, they are named after the famous existentialist philosopher. They had a simple release, a very simple EP of complex songs. I think that's the best way to put it, including this one called Jabberwocky. You can find that off of Love Songs that was released in 1986. There was another group that probably was not given the same amount of notoriety as some of the other groups, but definitely, I think, had a bit of influence within the New Zealand scene. That's the Sneaky Feelings. We heard something from them before that, Someone Else's Eyes. You can find that off of their release, Send You, from 1983.
And they were actually very influential in the scene, especially in the early scene, and they put out a lot of releases through Flying Nun and became quite popular. This is another band that kind of started out in the early days of Flying Nun and went on to do other things. A lot of bands on this label would go and have success in the UK because a lot of New Zealanders would move over to the UK, and a lot of the bands would go there, and then the people they knew from New Zealand would be at the show. But of course, John Peel, influential DJ, also got a hold of a lot of the Flying Nun stuff and was instrumental in getting a lot of more awareness. There's a lot of people that did help with this, but that's just some interesting info. And then we started off with a track from a very short-lived band called The Double Happies, and this comes from one of only a few releases they ever put out in their short time as a group. From 1985's Cut It Out, we heard Needles in Plastic, which is the song that the book took its title from. And we should mention that this band, they had an interesting history because two of the members were in a more punk-oriented band called Board Games prior to this. But one of the band members, Wayne Elzey, who was the main one of the main songwriters in this group, tragically passed in a freak accident in 85. And unfortunately, they were no more. The other members went on to play in another band after. But yeah, just unfortunate. But they have some really great songs, and they were also quite popular and influential in the scene, including this song, which is definitely, like a lot of bands in these early days, but that jangly sound, indebted to Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground, I think, to a degree, you can even argue The Birds to an extent.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, really incredible stuff to hear from this label, and one that was very influential, but not nearly given the amount of, I think, attention in North America at the time as it would be later, as it's now kind of seen as an institution and has a cult status for its fans. So we're going to be highlighting that throughout the rest of the month, and I think just playing a set here and there from music from that group, from that collection of artists, I should say, off of Flying Nun.
Yeah.
So coming up next, we're going to be digging into some releases that dropped at the tail end of 2023, some bands we didn't really feature as prominently as we did some other groups on Revolution Rock, but I want to make amends for that right now. We're going to start off with Mo Troper, a singer-songwriter who we've played a number of times before, but we're going to play actually a song from a tribute album to the singer and composer John Bryan. We're actually going to play something from Troper Sings Bryan called Sitco Sign, and then we're going to play some more music afterwards from the likes of Diners, Wet Face, and Aversions. And that's what we're going to do, but we will play one brief station ID before getting to that on this edition of Revolution Rock.